My name is Benjamin De La Paz, BenjaminDeLaPaz. I am recording this interview with...
My name is Montama Suntrawat, MontamaSuntrawat. And I'm from Thailand, Bangkok.
The date is September 9th, 2023, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as part of the university's 2023 Tamalada Fest. Could you tell us about the food tradition that you wanted to talk about?
I grew up in the family that we have like half Thai, half Chinese. So every single year we have to prepare some food in some event that we have to like celebrate. The one thing that I remember when I'm young, every year we have to like celebrate the moon party. So we're gonna get the dessert that look like a flower shape, and inside you can stuff with whatever. It can be bean or, you know, some fruit in there. So, and then we use that to celebrate the moon. Yeah.
Very interesting. Do you have any special memories around this tradition?
Yeah, it's just of course when I'm young, it's like, oh yeah, it's a time that I'm gonna eat this type of sweets stuff. It's like a cake, moon cake, you know, it's moon cake and it's like very delicious. So we're just waiting for this time around, and most likely we don't have that other outside of that range bed. So we have to just waiting for that time to just to eat that moon cake. Yeah.
Does your family have a tradition of making them? Is there a particular way that you guys prepare them?
For my parents in my family, we not usually prepare it, but you know, because it's kind of like you have to have a mold to prepare it. So I didn't have experience with that, but I just like, oh, this time of the year, we got those moon cake, yeah.
Is there a particular person that you associate with this food, moon cakes?
Yes, I have some of my friend that she made that moon cake, and yeah, I kind of like see her do it. Yeah, but you know, just observe her perform like cooking on those moon cake.
What ingredients are used in this recipe?
They have like outside is like some kind of flour that you're gonna make that. I believe it's like rice flour or something like that, mixed with different flour. And then inside we start with, it can be bean, like you put boiled bean and then stream it until it's soft. And then you make put into the big fire pan, and then you add sugar and coconut milk and make sure it's kind of like a soft and homogeneous, I don't know what you call it, mix in one, right? Yeah, and this can be that type, and sometimes you can make other stuff in there like a salted egg in there as well. This is like one flavor, like a bean flavor. And then you can put like a durian flavor that is kind of like a tropical fruit that have thorn.
Oh, I love durian.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a same, similar process that you're going to put just only meat from the durian, and then you kind of like a, heat it up in the pan without oil, of course, right? And then kind of like a smash it, smooshing around until it's like a smooshy, very smooth, creamy texture like that. And then it's like a custard in that term. And again, we after the stuff inside done, you kind of like put into the outside that made of from a different flour, and you have a special mold to make it look like a flour outside.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty beautiful to eat, but it's also yummy to eat as well. That's the best part.
Yes, I can imagine.
And then you stream, I believe. Yeah, and you stream it, and then you eat after that.
Stream it?
I think so. Hmm. If I'm not wrong, with because I never do this, but I know that my friend kind of can make it.
Hmm.
Yeah, at the end, you stream it out, or you even, yeah, I think it's streaming.
Hmm.
Yeah. So everything cook, right?
Hmm.
Even though the stuff inside already cooked, but the flour that we make is not cooked yet. So we have to stream it up. So
oh, okay.
So it's kind of like a, you can eat after that.
All right.
Yeah.
Is there a particular kind of mooncake that you like more than others?
I like durian one because I love durian. Yeah, but like I said, they have a different kind. It can be the stuff with bean and squash. And we have a different type of squash that make it like a little bit crisper, you know, crispy inside. So when you eat it, you can feel the mixture. And, you know, some kind, you can put sesame seed in there. But my favorite is durian with egg, with the salted egg. Like just only the yolk one. Yeah.
Is there, what's the most unusual filling you've seen in a mooncake?
I've seen all of these, like this flavor is kind of like a, I get
okay.
used to it, right?
Okay.
It's not really different from, for me it's kind of like a, doesn't have any other new stuff put in there, but I don't know right now because I moved to the US for a long time, like 10 years, 13 years already. So probably nowadays they make another flavor in there that I don't know. But like durian is the one that
is well known?
Yep.
Or
like most favorite in my country.
Okay.
And I think other Asian people as well that kind of taste with, because you know, from different country, they have kind of their own things, right? But I never see from other country that they stuff with meat or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It, because it's most likely it's sweet stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you would like to add before we conclude the interview?
I think I can add, if you have a chance, try it. You can go to Asian Market
okay.
and buy one. You know, it's very, probably you will like the taste.
I'll definitely check it out. It sounds really good.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.